Hello and welcome to episode 77 of the Vegan Business Tribe podcast with myself, David Pennell, co-founder of Vegan Business Tribe. And if you have a vegan business or you're just thinking about starting one, then Vegan Business Tribe is here to support you and to inspire you, not just to build a vegan business, but to build a successful vegan business. And I don't know if you saw, but vegan fried chicken brand VFC recently announced that they were giving their product away for free. Yes, if you're in the UK, you can currently go to your local supermarket. You can buy a box of their VFC bites or popcorn chicken or VFC fillets, then scanning your receipt on their website and they will give you your money back. So, in today's session, we're going to be looking into why VFC are doing what seems to be a surefire way to make them go bust. But we'll also be looking at why this idea isn't as crazy as it seems. But before we jump into that, just a quick shout out to all our Vegan Business Tribe members. And if you're looking for help and support for growing your vegan business, or if you just want to get to hang out with lots of other vegan business owners who are on the same mission as you are, then do go check out veganbusinesstribe.com, because that's where you're going to find lots more content, support and ideas to help you grow a successful vegan business. And as a member, you can join us on all our live online events. You can join us at our networking meetups with other vegan business owners. You get full access to our Vegan Business Tribe Academy that's got over 20 hours worth of video masterclasses. It's got, oh, I'm going on and on, I know, but there's so much there. It's got marketing courses, it's got weekly articles and so much more to help you grow your vegan business. And it's your membership that allows us to keep putting out this podcast every single week, to keep offering our support and creating all our content, as well as the behind the scenes work that Lisa and I do that you don't always get to see, just championing the vegan business scene around the world. For many of us, having a vegan business, it's our form of activism. So if you're on the same mission that we are and you're looking for support and to meet some of the most amazing, wonderful people you would ever want to meet, and I'm talking about our hundreds of Vegan Business Tribe members there, then I am formally reaching out and inviting you to come and be part of this amazing vegan business community. Just head over to veganbusinesstribe.com, click on the join button on the homepage, and you'll see everything that you get as a VBT member. So let's get back to vegan fried chicken brand VFC that I mentioned in the introduction. And let's take a look at why on earth they have decided to simply give away their products for free to anybody who wants them. Now, surely that's just the quickest way to bankruptcy. Well, I hope you've eaten before we've started today, because there is a good chance that this session is going to make you hungry. And if you're a regular listener, then you will know that I've spoken about VFC a couple of times on this podcast before, because they are one of my favourite vegan brands to have emerged over the last couple of years. Created by Veganuary and Veg Capital founder Matthew Glover and vegan chef Adam Lyons, VFC launched just in time for Veganuary 2021, and in just a year and a half, they are now already stocked in more than 560 supermarkets across the UK, as well as the online VeganKind superstore. And they've recently just launched in the United States this year too. And if you ever had a KFC in your pre-vegan days, then you'll pretty much know what you're getting with VFC. It's pretty much the same taste, but without the cruelty. And I get it. It's harder to get excited about new vegan products than it used to be. all the supermarkets here in the UK now have their own plant-based in-house brands. And if you head to the plant-based chiller, you're going to get a choice of lots of different brands of sausages, burgers, meatballs, bacon. And even more importantly, they're all available at different price points. From premium-priced independent products through to mid-priced plant-based alternatives from the large established food brands. And then we've also got the budget supermarket own-label vegan brands. And while this is great for people wanting to try out vegan food, it also means that getting consumers excited about a new vegan product, it's hard. And the reason that I, as an ethical vegan, like VFC so much, is that a lot of plant-based food that you find in a supermarket now, it's just that, it's plant-based. It's been made by large food brands that consumers are already familiar with, and they've presented it as their plant-based alternative. These companies, they're simply following a consumer trend. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they have realised that more and more people are cutting down on eating animal products for a whole range of reasons, from health to environment, and they don't want to lose those customers. Even Lord Alan Sugar, the founder of Amstrad and host of the UK's version of The Apprentice TV show, said that companies who don't respond to the rise of a vegan market will end up becoming like Kodak. You know, the photography giant that failed to embrace digital photography. And Lord Sugar, who has backed a number of vegan businesses himself, he said that from a business point of view, you can't blame companies and businesses for jumping on the vegan bandwagon and starting to produce their own plant-based products, because catering to new consumer trends, that's how you remain in business. But it means that the motivation of these companies to produce vegan products, it is very, very different to yours and mine's reasons for being vegan. Now, don't get me wrong. As I said, it is brilliant. The fact that in the UK, Burger King recently tried out a completely meat-free store in London for a month, and the fact that you can now buy vegan chocolate from the very same chocolate brands that you've grown up with. This is all great for normalising animal-free food. And if we want more people to try vegan food, then you have to let them do it without asking them to change their buying behaviour completely. But these companies, they are not looking to encourage customers to transition to an animal-free diet. On the contrary, they're looking to cater to the growing number of people who have already made that decision to eat less meat and consume less dairy. In fact, I was at a food conference recently, and I listened to a speaker from one of the big global food brands who have recently started producing a number of plant-based products. And they spoke about the space that animal agriculture takes up. They spoke about all the resources that are needed, about how, as the human population grows, we need to find different ways to get protein, because we're simply running out of space. Now, all that is true, but not once did they talk about how their company was responsible for killing millions of animals and how that was wrong, so they needed to do something about it. And never would they say that a consumer should stop eating animal products altogether, because even though they've produced some plant-based alternatives, animal products are still where they make their real money. To them, they want to keep plant-based alternatives as just that, alternatives, sat in their own separate chiller cabinet away from their headline animal-based products. And this is where companies like Vegan Fried Chicken, VFC, come in. VFC's mission statement on their website reads, Ours is an act of positive rebellion against a system that has brought us climate change, environmental destruction, factory farming, and slaughterhouses. We applaud those who fight serious injustice with placards and demonstrations, with letters to MPs. We salute those who take to the streets with megaphones or lock themselves to railings. Our way to dismantle this destructive system is with great food. This is our sit-down protest. Now, that is a great mission statement, but you might have been expecting something a little bit stronger. You might have been suspecting something along the lines of how killing chickens is bad. Well, as you go further along the VFC journey, then you're going to get to all that. They've teamed up with vegan influencer Joey Carbstrong to go undercover and show exactly what happens in chicken farms. But we know, just as they do, that the biggest marketplace for vegan products are non-vegans. Beyond Meat even revealed that as many as 93% of the customers buying their vegan burgers are meat eaters. In fact, you will have heard me say before that if you've got a vegan business and you set out to just sell to vegans, then you've kind of missed the point of having a vegan business in the first place. And VFC, they get this. Unlike most of the supermarket's own label products and the large food brands who are bringing out vegan alternatives, VFC actively want consumers to ditch animal-based products, and they are unapologetically vegan whilst they do it. In fact, VFC completely banned the use of a phrase plant-based in their marketing. So how do you get people to make that change? How do you get consumers to try a vegan product, especially when there are so many preconceptions about what vegan food is going to taste like? People who are not familiar with how plant-based food has evolved, they don't realise how close vegan food can be to eating animal meat if that's the experience that you're looking for, but without an animal having to suffer and die. In fact, you'll see posts in vegan Facebook groups from people who serve up vegan sausages and chicken nuggets to their meat-eating families without telling them. And they don't even notice the difference. So getting people simply to try your product is often one of the last barriers that you have to overcome as a vegan business. And we've got so many Vegan Business Tribe members who know that once they get their product into the hands of a potential customer, then that person becomes a customer for life. And so they hit for local vegan markets and fairs just so they can give away free samples on their stands to get people to experience it. We also saw the vegan charity Viva running their Viva La Burger Tour around the south of England, where they just racked up in a different city each day with their burger van. They cooked up some Taste and Glory vegan burgers and they gave them out for free to the public just to show how tasty vegan food can be now. So VFC are basically doing the same as this, but on a much larger scale. If you go down to your local supermarket, buy any of their products, and then upload the receipt to the dedicated Try VFC for Free website, then they will refund the cost of that product directly back into your bank. Now, if you're listening to this on playback, then that offer is running for 3 months. So from the start of May until the end of July 2022. And it's limited to one product per household. So don't try and do this if you're listening past that cutoff date. But doing this for 3 months, it's surely still going to be a huge cost to VFC. And remember, these guys have only been going for a year and a half, so they don't have the cash reserves of the big food companies behind them. Well, is it really going to be that huge a cost? Or is it instead a very clever business strategy? And if you listened to last week's session, so episode 76 of this podcast, we talked about how to convert customers. And part of that was identifying what gates somebody has to go through on their journey to becoming your customer, just so that your marketing can direct people through those gates even quicker. And often, all the people need who are right at the bottom of a funnel, those almost but not quite customers, all they need is a little nudge to get them over the line. And this by VFC is a perfect real-world example of that. Because VFC really believe in their product. In fact, Veg News rated it as the number one vegan chicken brand in the entire United States. So when you've got this level of confidence, you know that once people try it, they're gonna like it. And that trying it is likely the very last gate that somebody needs to pass through on their journey to becoming a paying customer. So a campaign like this, refunding the customer when they buy your product for the first time, it just means that somebody's got nothing to lose from trying it. But it's also a good strategy to show the retailer that your product is in demand. If you can increase the sales of your product through a retailer, like a supermarket, then it puts you in a stronger position with that retailer. And a lot of people think that getting a deal with a major supermarket, that just means that you've made it. But usually, supermarkets will put your product on sale for a trial period first in a selected number of their outlets just to see how it sells. And if you want them to keep stocking your product, then you need to make sure that it sells during this probation period, rather than just hoping that people will pick it up from the shelves themselves during their weekly shop. So running a promotion like this, where you refund the cost of that purchase, that can give you a spike in sales, and it can demonstrate to the retailer that your products are selling well. And if they are selling well, then you are in a stronger position to negotiate for wider distribution and to get them to agree to take on other products in your range. So that's all well and good. But it still leaves that question of if a promotion like this is financially viable. Surely, giving your product away, it's just a straight route to going bust. Because not only are you paying all the costs of making the product, you're paying for the packaging and the shipping to the retailer, but you also have to remember that the retailers themselves, they're also making their own profit from your product. And often their product margin can be bigger than yours. So when you refund the customer direct, you are not just refunding your own costs of sale. You're actually refunding the retailer's profit too. But when you compare the cost of doing that to running a traditional above-the-line advertising campaign, like taking out a TV advert or advertising on the side of a bus, it's probably actually going to be costing you about the same or potentially a lot less. At least this way, you know you're only paying when somebody is actually buying and trying your product. Also, there are clever ways to offset the cost of offers like this. And when companies run promotions like a big prize giveaway, they often insure that prize against somebody winning it. And this takes a little bit to get your head around, but it means that the company only pays a premium to cover that insurance rather than the full prize cost. Promotional insurers, they can be used to cover cashback campaigns like VFCs, which means that the risk of a promotion being so wildly successful that the company can't cover the costs, that can be mitigated. The company simply pays an agreed fixed fee to the insurance-backed agency who is running the promotion, regardless of how many customers actually claim the offer. And when you put all the parts of a promotion like this together, it means that you've got a fixed, known cost to running the campaign, no matter how many customers claim the refund. You're getting a spike in customers to show retailers that there is a demand for your product. The campaign will probably cost you less than running a traditional advertising campaign. It gives you great PR headlines. What, you mean VFC are just giving away their product? And it's also got the potential to go viral, like a traditional advertising campaign just can't. I actually first heard about this promotion because one of our Vegan Business Tribe members posted it in our VBT community hub. And I've since seen it getting shared in Facebook groups. And the great thing is, it's also giving people who already love the product a tool to get their friends to try it too at no cost to them. So that friend you've got who keeps telling you that vegan food tastes like cardboard, send them a link to tryforfree.vfcfoods.com and tell them to pop down to their local Tesco's for some free popcorn chicken just to prove them wrong. Do your parents always complain about not knowing what food to make when you drop round? Send them a link and tell them to pick up some VFC fillets on their weekly shop and they can claim the cost back online in just a few clicks. But do remember that limit of one VFC product per household to get the cash back, because there is a photo of me doing the rounds on social media at the moment, having just cleared out the freezer section of our local Tesco's of VFC products. And even though I couldn't claim back for all of them, I don't regret it one bit. But the final reason why a campaign like this is just such a great campaign is because when you come to put in your details to get your refund, the site also gives you the option to let the company know what you thought about the product. And that not only gives you the option for some real customer feedback, but it lets you find out if trying it was actually that last gate that somebody had to go through to become a customer. Or is there something else that is still holding them back? And the form also asks if you want to sign up for news and offers from VFC. And again, this goes right back to understanding your customer and helping them along their journey. Because if somebody ticks this box, then they are self-declaring themselves as interested in your product. And you've then got the opportunity to keep nurturing them into a customer with what you send them next. Collecting this kind of information and permission, it also gives you the opportunity to create advocates for your business too. VFC have worked out that someone consuming 1.5 kilograms of their product is the equivalent to saving the life of one chicken. Their mission is based on simple maths, and they know how much product they need to sell to empty those factory farms for good. But to do that, they haven't started a business, they launched a mission. And they know that others who believe in that mission will be attracted to them. But it also gives VFC a secret weapon that most businesses just don't have. They are not just in it to make money. They have a burning desire to make the world a fairer, cruelty-free place. So once they know that somebody is interested in their product, and even more so if they've given them permission to receive follow-up news and offers, they can use the follow-on marketing to educate the person on that mission. In my opinion, VFC is the very definition of a vegan business. They're creating vegan activists out of all of us by simply encouraging people to buy their fried chicken through VFC instead of non-vegan fried chicken from other fast food chains that might have a very similar name. Okay, so I don't know about you, but this session has already made me hungry. And Lisa and I, we may have a freezer full of VFC ready to crack open. So let's have a bullet point roundup of what we can take away from VFC Vegan Fried Chicken giving away their products for free. Number one, it is harder to get excited about new vegan products than it used to be. The plant-based chiller in the supermarket, it is full of lots of different vegan options at lots of different price points too, from premium-priced independent products to budget supermarket own label. Two, having all these options, it is great, but the motivation behind a lot of companies producing vegan products, it is very, very different to yours and mine. Most are non-vegan companies who are serving a consumer trend, whilst at the same time looking to protect their core animal-based ranges. They are not trying to convert people to a plant-based diet. Three, VFC, on the other hand, they actively want consumers to ditch animal-based products, and they are unapologetically vegan whilst they are doing it. And they know that an important part of that strategy is getting their product into people's hands so that they can see how far vegan food has come. It now can replicate that animal meat eating experience, if that is what you are looking for, but without an animal having to suffer and die. Four, if you listened to last week's episode on how to convert customers, you will recognise that this is a real-world example of understanding your customer's journey and identifying what gates they need to go through. VFC have identified that a non-vegan trying their product first, that's an important gate that they need to pass through before they will buy. And with this promotion, they have created a tool to facilitate that. Five, offering a product for free, or rather refunding the purchase price, it's also a good strategy to give your product a sales spike once you get into a retailer. If you have a product with strong sales, that puts you in a far, far better place to negotiate wider distribution and for the retailer to take on more of your product range. Six, these kind of promotions, they can be more cost-effective than you think. Not only can the cost of a refunded product be less than a traditional advertising campaign, but you can also mitigate the cost by using promotional insurers, meaning that you pay a set fee for the promotion no matter how many customers claim the refund. Seven, these kinds of campaigns, they also have a better chance of going viral because people want to share them. I mean, who doesn't love free food? Have a friend who always says that vegan food tastes like cardboard? Then send them a link for some free VFC just to prove them wrong. And finally, eight, these kinds of promotions where the customer has to submit some data to claim it, it's also a great way to get feedback and to understand where customers are on their journey. Was it just trying the product that was stopping them from becoming a customer? Or is there something else completely that you will learn from them about how to nudge them over the line? And that is it. And honestly, I'm not being paid by VFC to talk about them. I'm just a really big fan of what they are doing as an unapologetically vegan company. And if you do want to try out their products for free, then go visit tryforfree.vfcfoods.com. And I guarantee you that you won't be disappointed. So to wrap us up, If this session has inspired you to go further, then you can go beyond this podcast and come and join us at veganbusinesstribe.com to get access to lots more really useful information just like this, but also to be part of our amazing Vegan Business Tribe community of vegan business owners around the world. Lisa and I, we don't understand why our business needs to have a label on it to say that it's a vegan business. Surely it should be the companies who do harm to animals that should have a label, or even better, a health warning. But to get there, we need to normalise the idea of businesses being vegan, which is why I'm challenging you to skill up and scale up so that your business can make a bigger impact and help us move the vegan scene forwards. And if you want to help us on that mission, then there are a few different ways that you can support us. The first and the easiest way is just to sign up with us as a member if you are not already over on the website. Even if that's just on our free membership tier, you'll still get access to our weekly email. But you can also sign up as a full member to get complete full access to everything we do. And you can even become a patron if you're in that position to give a little bit more every month. But also, you can help our mission just by sharing this podcast with other vegan businesses that you know. So maybe you're in a WhatsApp or a Facebook group, or maybe you've got a LinkedIn group. Just doing a sharing there with your own personal recommendation, that really goes a long way. Or you can simply just make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast, or that you've given us a thumbs up or a 5-star review. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts or iTunes especially, you can even write a short review for us just to make sure that other people know that this is a podcast worth listening to. And if you do any of those things, then I will be eternally grateful for your support. So thank you so much for joining me on this one. Lisa and I, we really do appreciate you giving up your time to listen every week. And I will see you on the next one.